back to the dirty dishes.
A clean sink has the least chance of a dirty dish getting left in it. But once a dirty dish gets left there, that leads to this snowball effect. Because once that one dirty dish, well, the second one comes really quickly. And then the third and the fourth is a snowball. And you get, again, that dirty dish disaster. Okay, so how do people in communal societies, how do they usually deal with it? Okay, well, seems obvious enough. Everyone clean your dishes. Everyone clean your own dishes. And that seems like that would be enough. But actually, it's not.
The reasons why not get to the heart of the dirty dish dilemma. Taking care of yourself isn't enough.
How has the dirty dish dilemma been historically solved? Mom cleans up. You concentrate the burden onto a single individual.
In my co-op, every Wednesday and every other Friday, I am that single individual. I scrub the wood block and wash all the dishes and silverware that people have left behind. This solution, the mom solution, fails for Daniel.
Those people who receive the burden, their commitment to the community, I think, gets eroded.
I have experienced a bit of this erosion myself. And the fact of it convinced Daniel that a better solution required a little altruism on everyone's part. But that was just the beginning. The problem he had to tackle next was...
how much altruism do you need? How many dishes, how many other people's dishes do I need to clean to keep us safe?
What he needed was a number. So to find his answer, Daniel made a computer simulation. He modeled it on Synergy, the Stanford co-op where he was living. First, he
plugged in the parameters for a community of that size, made some reasonable estimations about how often people visit the sink, et cetera, et cetera.
And then, like a Prometheus of the kitchen, he gave his community
a simulated sink. It's just a little rectangle, black rectangle, and it's a grid. And whenever a dirty dish appears, it's a little red square in that grid.
There are a lot of little windows and graphs and constantly changing numbers and other complicated bits and pieces to Daniel's simulation. But the two most important components are relatively easy to understand. There are two sliding bars that allow Daniel to control two key variables, the amount of forgetfulness and the amount of altruism. He decided to set forgetfulness at 10%, meaning one out of every 10 trips, someone would forget a dish in the sink.
And the sink is clean at first, and I hit this button that abandons a dish, it's a forgotten dish. And as soon as I do that, that's the second, the third, the fourth, and suddenly there's this exponential explosion.
On the screen, the black sink grid fills with red, a stark if sterile depiction of disaster. Next, Daniel shows what happens when he adds a bit of altruism to the system.
So you can see at the moment, the model is sort of poised on the edge of chaos. There's just enough altruism in the community to keep the pileup from happening. So when we see the simulated sink, we see little bursts of dirty dishes piling up, but those piles don't get too large before the people that come along, you know, clean them down. So you get a series of people cleaning down the little pile and returns it to a clean sink.
So that's a good community. But what happens if people get complacent?
Now, if I turn the altruism down, so I reduce the amount of altruism in the community, then suddenly the piles get larger. And eventually it gets to a point where there's a point of no return, where there's no way to prevent the extreme pileup.
So every sink is a complex system poised on the edge of chaos. But just a little bit of altruism from everyone keeps things clean. Just how much of that altruism do you need to maintain the clean? Probably less than you think.
I calculated that if people one-third of the time were willing to clean a dirty dish that they saw there, that would be enough.
Keep in mind this is with a fairly conscientious simulated community, one that forgets a dish just one out of every 10 times. But one-third was a little dry anyway for Daniel's purposes, so he rounded up. One-third became one.
And so I came to this final, this is my final conclusion of the dirty dish theory. The solution to clean is U plus one equals clean. meaning you clean your own dish, and if there's a dirty dish there, no matter how big the pile, just clean one thing, one fork, one cup. If everyone is practicing this, really, if enough people are practicing it, that little extra will be enough to eat down that pile of dishes and keep it clean.
So what can we learn from this as people about living? What can we take from this?
I guess this perspective shows you how even small acts of kindness or altruism in the world can have large impact. And that might sound cliche, but it's true empirically. It's all about seeing and knowing the decisive moment. And I think in our day-to-day lives, we encounter these decisive moments, and we know when we've let them pass without us acting.
Can you think of a time recently or in your life when you faced that decisive moment and chose to act or not act?
That's a good question. Yeah, I can remember one. I was in the supermarket, and I'd forgotten my reusable bag for the grocery. And that's a rule for me. I always have to bring it. So I didn't have it with me, so I bought a new one there. And I looked over and I saw this friend checking out, and she didn't have reusable bags, and she was filling up some paper bags. And I thought, it would be so easy right now. These things are on sale. They're $1 each. I could just buy one and give it to her. And that would be awesome. I didn't do it. And I walked out of there knowing that I just missed this opportunity. Because who knows, that one act might have stuck in her mind, and that might have encouraged her to then, down the road, make a lot of different choices in the world, you know? So that's an example.
Daniel and I are back at his sink, staring down at the two dirty cups left there.
It would be really trivial right now for me to clean these glasses and put them in the dishwasher or put them in the drying rack. And that would do so much to prevent a dirty dish disaster tonight in this sink. I can tell you that.
Are you going to do it?
Yeah, I'm going to do it right now, actually.
Please.
Yes, thank you, bud.